Hello and welcome to the Chad Hastie Show Afternoon Update. I'm Chad Hastie, host of the Chad Hastie Show, which you can hear on News Talk 790 KFYO right here online at KFYO.com. And of course, via the Radio Pup app, just download that for your iPhone, iPad, or Android device. Absolutely free. Just search for KFYO and you can listen to the show wherever you go. You can follow me on Twitter at Chad Hastie Radio. Today on the podcast, going to talk a little bit more about one of the subjects I got into today. The Texas Tribune had an article out over the weekend, what would happen if voting were easier? We'll talk about that, whether or not voting needs to be easier or if it's already too easy to go out and vote. Senator Wendy Davis has decided that she will either run for governor or run for re-election. So I'll talk about that, share my brief opinion on that one, and also we've got some other stuff to talk about as well. Remember to follow me on Twitter, at Chad Hastie Radio. You can send me your thoughts via email, chad@kfyo.com. That's chad@kfyo.com. Earlier today on the show, talked about this article from the Texas Tribune, Ross Ramsey, with the Tribune headline, what would happen if voting were easier? He goes on to say the people in politics and government encourage voting the same way other institutions encourage dieting, fitness, and saving for retirement, but those other institutions don't create obstacles, Ramsey explains. This is not a partisan complaint, he says. Both Democrats and Republicans in Texas have had many chances to change the system and, for various reasons, have left things the way they are. Say what you will about voter registration, but in Texas, you have to have a voting license all set up well before it's actually time to vote. Requiring photo ID might make it harder on people who aren't supposed to vote, but it's also a hassle, Ramsey says, for voting age citizens. In a relatively rare election, when turnout is decent, long lines are busier at polling places, seemingly designed by the same people who prepared your after-work commute. It's discouraging. He says that 44% of the state's adults voted in November, according to the Texas Secretary of State. That's in a presidential election year. When there is not a presidential election, voting goes down. And he's right. But here's the thing. I don't want high voter turnout. I don't want everyone in Texas to go out and vote because not everyone is informed on the issues. And I'm not talking about Democrats versus Republicans. I'm just talking about people in general. They're not informed of what's going on. In my opinion, we don't need to make voting easier. We need to make it harder. We need people to work for it. And I know before you start going, Chad, that's just wrong. What about a poll tax? You're wanting to do something wrong. No. I want everyone to take a test. Every single person, if they're going to go and vote, they have to take a quick test, and I'm going to be real nice about it. Only a few questions. You have to name the president, the vice president. You have to name the governor, maybe the lieutenant governor. Yeah, we can go lieutenant governor. You have to name who the senators are who represent your state. You need to name your congressman, and yeah, it would be nice to know who the mayor of your town is. See, that sounds pretty easy, doesn't it? But I guarantee you, if you were to go out to the mall or to Texas Tech University or wherever you may be where the public gathers, and you were to go around and ask people who the mayor is, who their state representative is, who exactly is their senator or senators, they would have no idea. They would have absolutely no clue. At least about 25, maybe more, percent would have absolutely no clue. Folks, I don't want them to vote. I don't want those people to vote. If you don't know who the vice president is, if you don't know who the mayor is, if you don't know who's on the city council, I don't want you to vote. I don't want you anywhere near a polling place. I don't want you making a decision about the future of this country. We don't need it. Instead, we need people who are informed. I don't want people to go up and just press a button, get a sticker, post the sticker on Facebook, and go, look at me. I went out and voted. No, that's a waste of time. I don't want that. And I think our country is better than that. Now, we've gotten it in our heads that everything has to be easy in life. Everything has to be simple. We don't need to wait in line. In fact, if there were a system, and I'm sure someone will come up with one, where the polling booth can be brought to your home instead of you actually having to leave your house. So that way you can keep the PJ pants on. You make shirts optional, I guess, and you just have to press a button when someone knocks on your door, then that would be easy for everybody. I don't want that system. I want the system where you have to work for it. And in this country, that means getting in your car and going somewhere. That's really not hard. You know, in other countries, they have higher turnout, and they have to go through, like, terrorism in order to get to the polling place. Remember Iraq, when they've held presidential elections since the war, and people actually turn up, even though there's a threat a bomb might go off at a polling location? Yeah, they're working for it. They believe in it, and hopefully they're informed. Maybe they are. I hope they are. That's what we need in this country. No, not the bombings. What we need in this country are people who are informed and take pride in their vote instead of just going up and pressing a button so they can get a sticker at the end of the day. We need people who will go to the polls and make it a habit to keep up with what's going on. You know, the Tribune article asked, what would happen if it was easier to vote? In my opinion, absolutely nothing. We have more access today. Americans have more access today than they have ever had to information. You can log online, like you did right now, in order to get this podcast, and you can search for any piece of information you want on any candidate out there. You can look up their entire history. It's right online. Back in the 80s, 70s, 60s, 50s, on and on and on, you couldn't do that. You actually, you know, had to go out and do some research. You had to go to the library. You had to read a newspaper. You had to do all of that. And even more, and it would take a lot of time and a lot of effort. Nowadays, you can sit on your ass, and you can look up, and you can Google things, and you can find anything you want about a candidate. Yet it seems like our population is dumber than they were back in the day. They're not as informed as they were back in the day. And we have all the information we need right at our fingertips. So what would happen if it made it easier? Nothing good, I can tell you that. So no, should we make voting easier? Absolutely not. No, thank you. Make it harder. Put a test to it. Make people take a simple civics test where they have to show that they are informed. I'm not saying they have to get every single answer right, but they at least have to pass. And I don't mean grade school passing nowadays where, well, if you tried, you passed. Congratulations. No, I'm not talking about that. I mean, really, you have to pass. I know, that's going to be tough for some people. But for those of you who can't pass the test, well, go home. Watch Oprah, or I guess Oprah's still on TV. Well, watch something on TV, and don't worry about voting. You're probably too stupid to know what you're missing. Now, Wendy Davis is out there, and she is saying that she will either run for re-election or governor. State Senator Wendy Davis, Democrat out of Fort Worth, said today that she will either run for re-election for Texas or for Texas governor. She said that she's working hard to make her decision. It's a very tough decision, I guess, for Wendy Davis. This should be an easy one. And I don't know Wendy Davis personally, of course, but I would say that she should be smart enough to know there's no way in hell she's going to win. There's no way in hell she's going to win the governor's mansion. That's for sure. She might be able to win re-election. But then again, I'm not too sure about that. I don't see why she would bother running for governor right now. There really is no shot for her winning in this election cycle. There's no shot for any Democrats running for statewide office for governor or lieutenant governor. There just isn't. Wendy Davis, she'll run for something, and most likely she'll lose. Don't run for governor, though, Wendy. Well, actually, no. I would actually like to see Wendy Davis run for governor. But it's purely because I want to see comedy when I talk about the governor's race later on this year and next year. That's really the only reason. It's selfish on my part that I want to see Wendy Davis run for governor. Alex Rodriguez has been suspended by Major League Baseball for 211 games. Basically, he's banned until 2015. The New York Yankees star will appeal the decision, according to CBS New York. It takes effect today. He will be allowed to play during the grievance process and is expected to make his season debut tonight in Chicago, which, wow, how about this for A-Rod? 211-game suspension for the Texas Rangers. Yeah, the Texas Rangers were hit by this as well. Texas Ranger outfielder Nelson Cruz was among the 12 players who are being suspended 50 games by Major League Baseball in connection with the Florida-based clinic Biogenesis. Texas Ranger fans, Nelson Cruz, he will accept the 50-game ban from Major League Baseball. Last sports thing that I want to get into. Yeah, mixing in a little bit of sports now with the political stuff. You know, really, I talk about anything I want to. It's kind of the nice thing about doing a podcast, not limited to anything in particular. But as far as sports go, I want to talk a little bit about Johnny Football. Johnny Manziel, Texas A&M quarterback, who has been accused now of taking payment for his autograph. Now, that's against the NCAA rules. The NCAA will, of course, investigate, see if there's anything to this. It sounds like there might be. It's gotten this far, and ESPN started reporting on it this weekend. Here are my thoughts on this. He knew the rules. If he did indeed break the rules, he should be punished. He should absolutely be punished if he did break the rules. Now, here's my opinion on the rules. It's absolutely stupid. A player should be able to sell his or her own autograph. It's their signature. It's them. It's part of them. They own their signature. You would think that that would be common sense, but of course it's the NCAA and nothing really adds up to common sense when it comes to the NCAA. So you can't accept payment for an autograph, and the reports were that Johnny Manziel accepted a five-figure deal. Ooh, a lot of money. Five-figure deal to sign a bunch of footballs and stuff that would be sent out. I've said it before. I'll say it this time. The players in NCAA football, they need to be paid for what they do. I have got no problem with paying players at all. Go ahead, pay them. If they want to make money off their signature, go ahead. There's only going to be a few guys who will be able to make money off of their autograph anyway. That would include Johnny Manziel. Other than Johnny Manziel, there's maybe a handful of other players that could actually get money for their autograph, and most players probably wouldn't even charge anything for their autograph. The NCAA makes a crap ton of money off of these players. The universities make a crap ton of money off of these players. To me, it only makes sense. Let the players have a little bit of that cut, too. I've got no problem with that whatsoever. It's not shattering the innocence of the game. It's not doing any of that. If other people are making money off of it, hey, these guys who are putting their health at risk, their lives at risk, in some cases, being out there on the football field, you know what? Let them make some money off their signature. College is supposed to be preparing people to make money in the future and be successful. Sorry. Let them make some money while they're playing ball. I've got no problem with that whatsoever. Send me your thoughts at Chad HD Radio on Twitter. That's at Chad HD Radio on Twitter. You can also send me your emails, chad@kfyo.com. Tune in to the Chad HD Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO. Tomorrow morning, I will welcome Malachi Boyles to the show. He's running for Texas Railroad Commissioner, Republican running for Texas Railroad Commissioner. He'll join me on Tuesday's morning show at 10:05 a.m. Hope to see you then. Hope you have a fantastic evening. We'll see you tomorrow.